This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
So, I was just listening to the podcast. I had called in previously, multiple times, actually, and Carol was discussing with you my daughter, because I was on that particular call in, and her name, I use Lily, just because that's anonymous. And anyway, one of the things that was brought up was health and age and anxiety, and I probably have misled some things, and I just want to be more specific and in regards to all this. So Lily is almost 14 now. So these abilities she did have when she was very young, very, very young, she would see the gray people that she would talk to and wave to. And when I would ask her about them, because this was unbeknownst to me as to the level it would become and the abilities that she would have. But initially it was the gray people, and they would run so fast, they would disappear. That's how she would describe them. She would also be descriptive in mannerisms and attire that I thought was odd. But at the time, you know, you just think imaginary friends, that sort of thing. So as the years have progressed, it's always been little things, coincidences that she has had known, and things that had came to light. However, that being said, the introduction of the girl in her dreams that had went to school with my husband, that my husband really didn't know. I know this is all crazy, but that came to light when she was about in the fourth grade. And I remember it just distinctly because we had moved. And so I thought that it may be from that. But the more she knew, distinct details. And I didn't think to Google this initially, because again, I was just kind of, I thought it was all trauma from moving, because that's a big deal. And not a negative thing, we just had just moved. So I really thought that it had triggered maybe something, but when she started knowing things and came back with a name and then a last name, and she's telling me when I asked her how did she know these things, she just said she just asked the lady. She kept telling me she was in her dreams and that she would show her things. And then the things she would show her, again, the death of Kobe Bryant, COVID, things shutting down because, you know, and you overanalyze and you overthink things and you can't ever imagine. So I just wanted to make that clear about kind of her journey in a nutshell. And also in regards to anxiety and her health, when I had brought up her health issues, none of it had ever been a derivative of anxiety. We had actually sought out psychiatric help and just speaking with a psychiatrist initially, because we thought maybe that's what it was. It was not. She's the most confident 14-year-old, almost 14 now, that you will ever meet. And I'm so proud of that. I'm proud of the young woman that she's becoming and her stance on life. I couldn't be more proud of who she is and the way she represents herself. And, you know, she has an older sister that has given her guidance for that as well, who turns out has abilities that, you know, surface later on in life in a very untraditional, unconventional manner. But that's a whole other story, and I, you know, have kind of touched on it, but not to the degree. And I do believe this comes from my mother's side, just because my mother has always had dreams and kind of premonition dreams, and we have discussed them before, but never in detail, and it's essentially not in front of the girls. The girls really don't, things of that magnitude. But when Lily came about, and then she started knowing things that I didn't even know about my father's side of the family, because my father has an extensive family that was there before he came along in a previous marriage my grandfather had had. And my grandfather was a lot older, than my grandmother. So there were things that I didn't even know that Lily has brought to light, be it nicknames, deaths, through visitations, and how she has described them. She's not scared of these things. When I ask her, you know, do you want to come sleep in mommy's room or do you want to come sleep with mommy and daddy? I don't dismiss her by no means because, you know, I just don't dismiss her. I know better too. Than to do that. But, and then when we had the psychiatric evaluation and multiple doctors told us, you know, there's no anxiety, there's no stress. I think you need to look at the physical aspects of this. That's how we got with the specialist that helped us with other things. And we have seen three specialists, and everything has came back A-okay. Thank you, Lord. And that magnitude, I guess. But, you know, does she still have issues and bouts with her stomach, especially? Yes. And are we alleviating those things with herbs and remedies that we felt were best in diet? Yes. Is that helping? Somewhat. It's not completely taking care of everything. You know, this is something that, you know, again, I have said this before, but there is no parenting handbook. And in fact, there's essentially, if there were, there would be no chapter of this. Do I pray for them? Yes. Do I believe them? Absolutely. I mean, there's no way you couldn't. There's sometimes that between the two of them, it gives me cold chills. It's just tremendous. I know there's a purpose for all of this. At the end of the day, there's a reason, and I trust that. And we just try to support and her in every aspect. You know, to us, she's a normal child. To others, it may be alarming. You know, we kind of keep this, we don't keep it hidden. We do whatever Lily feels is best. So, and for my other daughter. So we do whatever is best for them. And ultimately, I think it's what, at the end of the day, that's what a parent does, is you just support and love your children. And that's what we're doing here. Do we have a normal circumstance? No, but who does? So anyway, my husband and I are supportive of them both. We wish you all the best. And I'll continue to keep you updated on these things. And in fact, I had mentioned some things that I was just going to kind of let play out and see how it was. Well, it came to the light and came to be. So, and I know it's heavy. It would have to be heavy for them at their age. But, you know, again, we just do things the best that we know how. So I appreciate this outlet. I've said that multiple times. Tony, you can cue the cheesy music after this. I am that mother. That's okay. You guys have a blessed day. I thank you so much.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.